Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And over the break, I'm getting an email saying, well, Ron Paul can still go third party. And the other caller was saying exactly the same thing. And I agree. Judge Napolitano would make a wonderful vice president from the point of view of the American people. Obviously not from that of the corporate media, or he wouldn't have lost his job. But third party is not going to work. The system is rigged against third party. It really, really is. If you are the candidate of the two traditional parties, Republicans and Democrats, you're automatically on the ballot in all 50 states during the general election. If you're third party, you have to run petition drives in all 50 states to get on the ballot. And that uses up money and volunteers and time and resources. So you're already at a disadvantage. By the way, do you know why we have a two-party system in this country? It didn't start out that way. The nation was started where anybody could form a party and they were all on an equal footing. Why do we have just these two established parties now? Well, to make it look like there's a choice, but to cut down on the number of candidates corporations have to bribe to bypass the election. So before we had the two-party system, if you were a banker and you wanted to make sure that you were going to, come out ahead in the next election, you'd have to give donations to 5, 10, 15, 20 different candidates in order to make sure that you owned whoever won the election, in order to basically bypass and subvert the will of the people. Well, that costs a lot of money. And so over time, we have come to this two-party system because that way the bankers and the money junkies only have to write two campaign checks, one to the Republican and one to the Democrat. And that way they are able to basically subvert the election, bypass the will of the people, own the winner of the election, but save themselves a lot of money in the process. That's the only reason we have a two-party system in a nation that started with as many political parties as people wanted to create. That's why it's evolved to be that way. It's simply a cost-saving ruse for the money junkies. And they have two parties to create the illusion that you have a choice. And you do have a choice. Every 4 years, you get to pick the lesser of two evils, which is still evil. And a silly way to run a nation, in my opinion. So that's what's going on here. Third party is an admission of defeat. It is very often little more than an exercise in vanity. And again, if they're able to rig the elections and the GOP primary, do you think an election involving a third party is going to be any more honest? No, it isn't. Anybody talking about a third party run for Ron Paul is doing so only to pull support from him from the Republican side. You know, it's all futility anyway. The elections are completely rigged. And we're basically irrevocably on a path to one of two outcomes. Either the economy is going to collapse and take the federal government with it, which would be my preference, kind of like the USSR has collapsed some years back, or there's going to be blood in the streets of America. And that may be another reason they're trying to fan up this racial hatred over this Trayvon Martin killing, to get race riots going in the street, to get everybody killing each other, to justify gun grabs and martial law in order to prevent an actual revolution that might win the sympathy of the rest of the world. So that's why you've got to be very, very careful about getting caught up in this whole thing about the blacks against the Hispanics. It's classic Wag the Dog. Please make a point of seeing that movie if you have not. All right, we're going to move around along a little bit. There is some rather disturbing stories coming out about how databases are being sold off by government in order to balance their budgets. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ew.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call. Thomas in Sweden. Aloha, Thomas. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Michael. Aloha. Yeah, I've been thinking about calling in about this for years, but as you brought up the subject, you're some 330 million people over there, and you have two recognized parties. And over here, we're 9.3 million people. Mm-hmm. And there are at least eight recognized national parties. I mean, down here where I live, now on the county and municipal level, I mean, there are even more parties. The only requirement is that you declare your candidacy, all right? And if you get 4% of the vote, you're in the parliament, the national parliament, right? And down here, it's as long as you get voted for, if it's a reasonable amount, you're in the municipality or the county. How's that possible?
Well, that's the way the U.S. Was originally started, where parties, you know, came and parties went, and there were rules at which point a party, you know, was given a voice in the government. But over time, it's mutated to this system where there are these two parties, which really tend to be. It's really the same group of insiders. I mean, look at Joe Lieberman. He's a Democrat one year, Republican the next, whichever is going to give him the best electoral advantage. And, you know, they switch parties back and forth. And obviously, over the last two administrations, we've come to understand that the real policies in terms of actions by both the Republicans and the Democrats are very much geared toward the imposition of a fascist dictatorship in this country. The values that these two parties espouse that contradict each other, they're merely debating points for the purposes of the election. But when it comes right down to it, both of them are acting exactly the same. Obama came into office promising to change the policies of his predecessor, George W. Bush, and instead basically continued them. Continued the torture, continued the Abu Ghraib, continued the tax credits that offshored our manufacturing to other countries, continued the surveillance on Americans, continued the unquestioning support for Israel, continued the unquestioning support for Wall Street, continuing the cover-up of the mortgage-backed security fraud. There really is no difference between these two established parties. It is simply the haves versus the have-nots. And that's really what it is. But they maintain the illusion of two parties so that people go to the elections thinking they have a choice. And they don't really.
I'm very happy to report that you can really see the difference in the parties here. And you can see the difference in their voting records. I mean, you know who you're voting for.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's always a really good thing to have there. But even in this country, even the voting records are subject to change and editing. And I know a lot of people, they try to say, how do we know what the candidates stand for? And you don't. I mean, they're as much as admitting it. This comment about Etch-a-Sketch with Romney, they're basically saying, yeah, you can't rely on anything the candidate says. He just said it to win. And after he wins, he'll just decide then what he wants to do with the office. And that's a really, really bad formula for bad government.
At 6 o'clock in the mornings here, I listen to 55 minutes of news, and sometimes they report on the American election campaign. And I don't know how they can do it with a straight face, because listening to you, for example, I've got a lot of information, and I sit there laughing over my breakfast.
Oh, well, I'm glad we're so entertaining there over there in Europe. Well, Thomas, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. I'm going to let you go here because I know it's a long distance, but do keep us informed about Europe's view about us silly old Americans over here and our efforts to try and save the country from the encroaching fascist dictatorship.
Okay, thank you for letting me be aboard. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks an awful lot. You're always welcome aboard over here. All righty. Now, this is a story coming out of Great Britain, and I think it's very alarming simply because it probably is going to be happening here. There is a growing scandal where the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency, that's their version of the Department of Motor Vehicles that we have, has been selling names and addresses of motorists to private companies that go out and engage in illegal parking enforcement. In other words, these are private businesses that go out and write traffic tickets. And they're not really authorized to do it. And people will pay the traffic tickets because they think they're sending the money into the local government. There was one operation where this company was doing wheel clamping on cars of people who had outstanding tickets. They got that information from that was sold to them by the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency, where the agency is simply selling. These are lists of people with outstanding unpaid tickets. And this private company, and it was run by two convicted criminals, would go around, they got themselves some wheel clamps, they'd clamp the wheel and leave an envelope saying, if you'll send in the money for this unpaid ticket to this address, we'll come and remove the wheel clamp. And they were not connected with the government. The government was not getting the payments. It was a complete scam. Big, huge scandal. And this is what happens when governments start balancing their budget by taking all this data they collect from you that they promise they're going to keep it private. And then they turn around and say, well, we have a greater need. This is now an asset of tremendous worth, and we're going to sell it off to people. So basically, in Britain, the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency was selling your data to criminals who then turned around and used it to scam you. Amazing stuff here. All righty, let's see. Now, getting on a more serious situation over here in Southern California. We've been talking about this for a while, especially in the post-Fukushima awareness. There was a nuclear power plant at San Onofre, and I remember when it was first built. I was living in Southern California. It was first being built, and everybody's saying, oh, is nuclear power safe? And they said, yes, it's safe, you know. And we're now beginning to find out that San Onofre is a victim of the same phenomenon as Fukushima. And I'm not talking about earthquakes and tsunamis. I'm talking about money junkies. Because it's turning out that the tubing that carries the radioactive water for the steam generator, the primary coolant loop, is deteriorating faster than it was forecast. And it may be because the walls are thinner or the material isn't what it was claimed to be. But it looks like somebody cut a corner somewhere, and now they're starting to have problems where the steam generators are failing their tests. And we know the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is out there inspecting the place. But San Onofre may be on the verge of an accident unless it's shut down. And we know the money junkies are going to say, no, 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 don't shut it down. Remember how they got Vermont Yankee, that reactor. It's at the end of its lifespan. There's a contractual obligation by the owners and operators of Vermont Yankee to shut it down now that it's at the end of the lifespan. And they went to court, and the court said, you don't have to honor that part of your contract. We'll let you off the hook here. Meanwhile, Great Britain is getting their own version of the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Now, as far as we know, this was not caused by an accident during a drilling, but a huge methane gas leak has opened up underneath one of their drilling platforms. And it's leaking at a rate where they can't stop it, and it's coming to the surface. Now, where this is getting to be a problem is, obviously, if methane gets up into the atmosphere, it forms a very explosive cloud. There used to be a sailor's legend called the Barrasol guns of these mysterious explosions heard far out to ocean that had no explanation. They weren't thunder. They sounded like cannon fire. And some people think that it might just be methane bubbling up from the ocean floor, gets up into the atmosphere and mixes with the oxygen, and then a chance static spark lightning sets it off, and you get this huge explosion that's out there. We do know that these methane blowouts on the ocean floor have previously sunk oil drilling platforms and may explain many of the so-called mysterious disappearances in the area called the Bermuda Triangle. We know there's a lot of oil and gas down there. And if you just think about it, a giant methane bubble erupts from the ocean floor and percolates up to the surface. And when it gets up to the surface, any boats or ships that are sitting there, all of a sudden the water gas mixture isn't as buoyant as water alone. And the ships will simply swamp and vanish without a trace, sink down into the crater where the blowout happened and the sand and silt covered over, gone without a trace. Flight 19, the training flight that disappeared over the Bermuda Triangle, if they flew into a methane cloud, the engines would starve for lack of oxygen. The pilots would start talking bizarre because their brains were starved for oxygen. They wouldn't be able to read their instruments. Makes perfect sense. So now they've got one of these happening off the coast of Britain, and we'll see. It may take 6 months to shut it down. We got a caller on the line, David in Iowa. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm talking about the data systems that are going on. I heard you make a comment just a little bit ago about the Department of Transportation, selling information to these criminals. Well, that's going to be the future that we're looking at, where everything that you do and everything that you like and everything that you know will be known in a database about you, and the government can have access to it in case they suspect you of terrorism. And anybody who wants to do any financial transactions with you simply pays a small fee, and they get your entire bio. That's where we're going, because it's a control system for the population.
Well, it absolutely is, and here's the scary part. Every time a private corporation or the government collects this data, the first thing they say is it's only going to be used for blah, 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 blah. Now the federal government is talking about how your tax records may be allowed out to law enforcement. To help them build a profile of whether you're likely to be a criminal or not. And somewhere down the road, somebody will say, well, if the police can have it, then, we need to buy it for our marketing purposes. And yeah, they've spent your tax dollars building all these systems to collect all this data on you. Then they turn around and they sell the data.
Yep.
And
JP Morgan,
they do it without your permission. Okay, we got
to
take a break here. David, we got to take a break here. Don't go away. I'm going to come back to you after the commercials.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with David in Iowa about the misuse of database. And one of the things we need to be aware of is when these databases get sold and transferred, there's always the possibility of data corruption that might put stuff into your record that ought not to be there. And sometimes it can actually be the result of the criminal fraud. And you were mentioning J.P. Morgan, and that's a very good case because there was a scandal from a couple of weeks ago where J.P. Morgan Chase is selling their delinquent credit card accounts to collection agencies for 25 cents on the dollar. The collection agencies, if they can get 50 cents on the dollar from the collections process, then they're making a profit. J.P. Morgan has not only cut its losses overall, it's got liquidity right now because they're getting all the money right there and then, not having to wait for the whole collections process down the road. And there was a whistleblower came forward to say that credit card accounts that weren't actually in delinquency were being bundled along with the delinquent accounts, and this was encouraged by management at J.P. Morgan Chase because they need the money now to deal with the still ongoing crisis from the mortgage-backed security fraud. And so here's the problem. When your credit card account gets sold by J.P. Morgan Chase to a collection agency, it goes into their system automatically marked as default, even if you're not really in default. And this kind of reckless handling of the databases is how we wound up with people who didn't even have mortgages being foreclosed on during the height of the foreclosure fraud situation. So it's bad enough that people are acquiring this data without your permission. They promise they're going to keep it private. They break that promise, and in the process of selling it and marketing it all over the place, the data gets corrupted and mismarked and misused to the point where finally, you know, you have no idea what people are saying about you inside those computers, and it could be completely potentially wrong. And I know there are these services that watch your credit report online to look for erroneous data, but there is nothing that allows you to find out what is in these other databases about you and whether it's accurate or not, let alone able to change it. We already know the horrible mistakes that were being made with the no-fly list. People were on the no-fly list for because their name sort of kind of spelled maybe a little bit like a known terrorist if you squinted your eyes and were drunk at the time. And yet, you can't get your name off the list. There's no mechanism for it. It's extraordinarily reckless behavior with your private lives. David, take it away.
All right. Well, you know what? That's the whole point, is that they want not only do they want the controls that they have where they have all your information and they can willingly edit it and silence people and keep people quiet and just, you know, control people's lives, but also, you know, the financial system is basically a game of musical chairs. They need to cut people out of the system, all right? They need to have people silenced and quieted and put away. Anybody who starts to gain a modicum of, you know, financial stability, all of a sudden they have an identity theft issue. And, you know, while it's not intentionally perpetrated against these people sometimes, it is definitely a symptom of our system, which needs this control mechanism of these data in order to clamp down on the population. You have a much more positive view of the population than I do.
Let me come in there a little bit, because here's where it's going to break down. Any system of control, in order to work, in order to not provoke a revolution among the population, has to be seen to be accurate. It must, punish the people who need to be punished and leave the innocent alone. And when it starts acting completely arbitrary, like it doesn't matter how much you pay your bills on time, you're still going to lose your home, then it ceases to be a system of control and it's perceived as a system of oppression. And that is what triggers revolutions.
Well, they want it to be oppressive. They want to clamp down on the population because as soon as that revolution is triggered...
They want to control. They don't want to be seen as oppressors. They want to be seen as somehow being just in what they're doing. But obviously, with all the mistakes that are being made and the innocent people being hurt, we see it as a system of oppression. I'm sure they don't call it that to themselves.
Oh, absolutely not.
Goes out and says, we're going to oppress the population. They say, we'll have justice. We'll have order. They never say, we're going to oppress the people. That's not
and the justice because... in order is by jackbooted thugs who come in when people are riding on the street because the system is oppressive, and they tell the few people who are huddling in their houses like normal people will be when, you know, the excrement hits the fan, people will be scared. They're going to tell those people, we've got the situation under control. We're here to save and rescue you and restore order. Meanwhile, you know, it's Hegelian dialectic. That's what it is, problem, reaction,
well,
solution.
But the point I'm making is when the people see the system simply punishing people at random, then they lose all respect for it, and they come to understand being well-behaved and staying in their homes and cowering in fear isn't going to get them anything. And that's when the revolution starts to find its supporters, because you come to understand the system is punishing everybody just for the sake of punishing them. That's a system nobody can support. And, you know, fear won't keep you in your home. The only reason fear will keep you in your home is if you believe that staying in your home will keep you out of trouble. And when the system starts striking out at the people at random, then obviously you can't believe that any longer. All right. We got to take a break for commercials. And we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. We're going to be talking about global warming, political correctness, the rise of the alternative media, all kinds of cool stuff like that. We'll be right back.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Sing a song of taxes. Working class cancer sore. Tea in Boston Harbor and Revolutionary War of giving to the rich and taking from the poor. Sing a song of taxes, let's even up the score. Sing a song of taxes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Kind of an interesting story just came across my desk, and we put it up on whatreallyhappened.com. There is a U.S. government report basically talking about the potential damage from a terrorist nuclear weapon, and they simulated, or they studied, a 10-kiloton nuclear warhead detonated a few blocks north of the White House, how much damage it would cause. And they were saying basically for about maybe a half a mile, you know, the buildings that all look like the firebombing of Dresden, but outside of that, really not a lot of damage. And the article has this little map that shows the yield, and thank goodness the White House was outside the area of maximum damage. And I was looking at the map and realizing if they'd done exactly the same thing at that Washington Monument, which got cracked at that earthquake, you know, same thing. Break a lot of windows and not much else. 10 kilotons, a teensy, teensy bomb. And you'd figure terrorists are going to come over with a terrorist nuclear weapon. Those gosh darned Iranian terrorists, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, probably would want to bring something a little bit bigger. And so I think we've just been told, you know, how big or how small the nuclear false flag bomb is that they're planning on using. The question is, where are they going to use it? All righty, let's see, moving right along here. Interesting story came out. Apparently in New York City, the school district there has issued a list of words that are banned from tests. Okay, and let's see, some of the words that are not allowed to be used on tests are dinosaur, birthdays, wealth, poverty, Halloween, dancing, terrorism, divorce, any references to illness and disease, slavery. I mean, this is political correctness taken to the extreme. What are they testing these kids on? Who won American Idol last week? Seems to be about all that's really left here. All right, I'm going to talk a little bit here about global warming because, yes, it's coming back again. The carbon Nazis are still trying to figure out some way they can sell you this global government. It's for your own good. We've got to save the planet Earth from you icky-poo humans. And the only way you will atone for your sinful lives is to live lives of poverty, give us all your money, and do what we tell you. That's the Agenda 21. It's global fascism wrapped in a little wrapping that says you're saving the planet Earth by living like cavemen. Now, one of the issues of contention for the carbon Nazis are two previously recorded warming periods, one in the Roman times and one in medieval times. And the carbon Nazis were actually caught going into websites like Wikipedia and editing or sometimes even deleting articles on the medieval warm period. Because this was a period when the Earth warmed up a very great deal. And humans weren't the cause of it. There were, you know, no cars, no factories, nothing like that going on. And it warmed up. And even more importantly, it wasn't a disaster. It was actually a pretty good time. Food was abundant. Basically, the medieval warming period triggered, along with the Black Plagues, triggered the Renaissance. The Renaissance had wealth because food was abundant. It was just growing outside your door. And the flowering of science and technology and art happened because of the loss of faith in the church because of the Black Plague. And it was a wonderful time in human history. And the carbon Nazis can't stand the idea of warming not caused by humans or warming that was actually beneficial. And so they went back and they kind of erased it. When they got caught editing and erasing the medieval warm period, their excuse was, well, look, that only happened in Europe. And yes, it was nice for Europe, but it only happened in Europe, and it didn't happen anywhere else. You can't prove it happened anywhere else. Therefore, we're going to presume that it was a regional variation only and not related to the global temperature. Well, didn't quite work out that way. It turns out that in point of fact, a new type of geological measurement that is able to determine temperature from geological materials found out that the medieval warming period was in fact global. There are traces of it found even in Antarctica. And so it's a reminder that climate does change all the time by itself from forces like the sun, the shape of the Earth's orbit. All these outside forces control the climate. It is not solely in the hands of humans to determine whether or not the Earth will be warm or cold. We just came out of an ice age. It should be getting warmer, and it was up until the mid-1990s. Now it's getting cooler again. And the carbon Nazis basically bet their entire global government agenda and carbon credit money-making scams on continued warmth. And it didn't happen. And instead of admitting, hey, we were wrong, you know, we'll sell cold credits now. They hid the decline. That was the word that came out of the carbon Nazis' universities. And as the world is getting cooler and cooler and cooler, they're still out there screaming, no, it's really warmer. Pay no attention to your own thermometers. Those are defective. We've got calibrated, blessed by Al Gore himself, thermometers. It says it's broiling out there. Raising on a busted flush with this one. But the reason we want to keep an eye on the global warming scam is because anytime that you talk about a conspiracy by the government, conspiracy to kill John F. Kennedy, conspiracy to murder Vincent Foster, conspiracy to trick us all into wars of conquest on nations that have done no wrong to us. The defenders of the orthodoxy, the protectors of the government, will come back and say, oh, come on, you couldn't have a conspiracy like that. Think of all the people would have to be involved. Think of all the media that would have to be involved. Think of all the universities and the government agencies would have to go along with this conspiracy. It could never possibly happen. Well, now we got one. The carbon Nazis, the global warming fraud and scam involved NASA, NOAA, several universities, government agencies, politicians, the entire corporate media, Al Gore, they were all in on it. They were all making money or political points from it. The IPC, the United Nations, was involved in this. And we have quotes from them saying, yeah, we know it's not really there, but we have a noble purpose to push a global government, and therefore it's okay for us to lie to the people. No, it isn't. The reason I have my little website and the reason I'm doing my little talk radio show here is no government, no entity, no structure, no political system, no religious system has a right to lie to people because they think it serves a higher and nobler purpose. If your high and noble purpose cannot be communicated to the public at 100% honesty and accuracy, then there's a problem. If you have to lie to sell your agenda, then it is not for the benefit of the people. It's for the benefit of whoever is selling that agenda. So we need to keep an eye on that, because this whole carbon Nazi global warming hoax is a textbook case of a conspiracy to defraud the people of the world, to lie to them, to trick them, to fool them. And it encompassed several governments, several government agencies, universities on two continents. It's right there to just take a look at, and they're still trying to raise on a busted flush here. Meanwhile, of course, Obama has requested $770 million to fight global warming overseas. Like, okay, if it's global warming, isn't it happening here? Couldn't you spend the money here? Or is this just another political payoff? We're going to send the dictator in some third world country a couple of $100 million. For him to do what we want, and we'll say it's global warming money, and nothing ever gets done with it. I remember when the United States Congress allocated money to Vietnam to combat drug smuggling, and it turned out the money was actually used to build a modern highway right up to the front of the drug smugglers' plantation, so the CIA's trucks could get in and out of there much faster and easier. We know that all of these so-called green projects that were backed with U.S. government guarantees have failed. They appear to be political payoffs under the cover of green and environmentalism. This looks like another one here. Meanwhile, requests to the Norfolk Police Department regarding the University of East Anglia emails investigation have come back indicating that the investigation has simply stopped. It's officially said to still be open and ongoing, but no work has been done on it for several months. There's a lot of political power behind keeping this carbon Nazi fraud going. The United Nations has pretty much admitted that their agenda for a global government partly rests on the perception of a human-caused climate threat to the entire world. So there's a lot of political and monetary pressure brought to bear on anybody challenging the revealed orthodoxy. Yes, climate is changing. Climate always changes. There's never been a time in the history of the solar system when climate was not changing, and it did it long before humans showed up and will continue to do so long after humans are gone. It's supposed to change. It was never otherwise. This idea that the Earth can be locked into an arbitrary temperature, that's the unnatural thing. That's the perversion of nature right there. And who gets to say what's the right temperature? What is an optimum temperature for people living on the equator? Maybe a little bit less than ideal for people in the northern latitudes. If people in the northern latitudes are comfortable, the people on the equator might be having a very rough time. Who gets to decide what the perfect temperature for Earth is supposed to be? the money junkies, in their opinion, obviously. Meanwhile, something that's a little bit more interesting, the Green Climate Fund, which was set up by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, is now seeking diplomatic immunity from any kind of legal process in any of the countries where it operates. They're seeking basically diplomatic status. They want diplomatic immunity everywhere that they're going. Oh, what are they doing that they're sort of worried about diplomatic immunity? Here's the problem. The Green Climate Fund is not a diplomatic mission. And while it was created and set up by the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change, it is not actually part of the United Nations. But it's trying to basically say, well, we're kind of loosely affiliated with the United Nations, therefore we get diplomatic immunity. Basically, this Green Climate Fund was started with $30 billion in startup money from the United Nations member nations, and now whatever they've been doing, they're worried about being sued for it. They're worried about being prosecuted for it. And they're trying to claim they have immunity because they're sort of kind of loosely affiliated with the United Nations. So they're still struggling to sell this whole carbon Nazi agenda, and they're not getting a lot of traction with it. Now, there's a medical journal called Immunity, and they're highly respected, peer-reviewed, very important. It turns out that antibodies are not necessary for your body to fight off viral infection. And this is a very key finding because the entire bedrock of the vaccination industry is that you cannot fight off a viral disease unless you get this shot full of artificially created antibodies. And now we're finding out it isn't true. Yes, there are some diseases for which vaccination is a benefit, but a great many vaccines are being pumped into our children's bodies with no proof that they're actually of any benefit whatsoever. Some are harmful, like the ones with thimerosal in it. Some of these vaccines are causing more damage than good. We know this Gardasil vaccine is potentially capable of causing sterility. Is it a clandestine population control measure? We know birth rates have been in decline in many parts of the world without explanation for years now. But we're finding out more and more of the medical industry is based on fraud and hoax and snake oil. It ceased being about taking care of people and curing illness and became all about making money. And, you know, it's kind of funny. We'll go to these museums and we'll look at the medical quackery of earlier ages and say, how could people have been so silly as to believe this was actually going to work for them? You know, the tobacco enema kit as a classic example, the origin of the phrase to blow smoke up your derriere. Not too long ago, I found one of these machines that was used to give electric shocks to patients. Not the big, you know, electroshock therapy like in the mental institutions, but there was a time when doctors would say that very mild electric shocks would help your health. And I found one of these machines at a flea market. It wasn't working, but I got it and I mailed it to my niece who's a doctor for the Air Force, and she has it as an office decoration. But that was actually considered state-of-the-art back then, and now we know it's completely nonsense. Listen to these TV commercials they have about the newest medications, and listen to that little disclaimer at the end about all the bad things it can do. There's a big scandal coming out of Canada where they actually have identified a medication that kills cancer, but they can't patent it because the chemical that this drug is already in the public domain. And so none of the pharmaceutical companies want to research it. They don't want to develop it. They don't want to run it through the approval process because they can't make a profit off of it. They're still searching for treatments. Nobody wants a cure for cancer or for AIDS or for the common cold. The big money's in treatment. If I cure you of cancer, you're useless to me from now on. You just go on and live your life free and clear. And I can't make money off of that. The medical establishment wants to keep you sick, just like the banking establishment wants to keep you in debt. It doesn't help them to solve the problem. It doesn't help pharmaceutical companies for you to be cured. It doesn't help the banks for you to actually get out of debt and pay off all your bills. And that is the reason why we live in a society that keeps you in debt, keeps you sick, keeps feeding you chemicals in your food that are not good, keeps, you know, making you obese, and then they turn around and sell you exercise club memberships. It's all about extracting the maximum amount of work product from you until you die. So, anyway, let's see. Newspaper readership collapsing as people turn to alternative media for truthful reporting. Yes, we're doing very well on that one. And we're coming up here on the end of this segment. When we come back, a little bit more from the world of science regarding possible mass extinctions. Maybe our ancestors didn't kill off the mammoths after all. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Bum 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 again, bum 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 John McCain. First I would say, he likes it when he's paid. Say, Bob and I, then, why don't we all go with Bob McCain? Bum 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 again, bum 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 again, bum 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 again, bum 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 again. And Lieberman, too.
All right, welcome back to our show here. Now, for all you science buffs out there, you geologists and you astronomers and stuff like that, you're probably familiar with something called the KT boundary. which is this very thin layer of dust and iridium, which is an element not normally found in high concentrations here on Earth, but is present in large asteroids and meteors that fall to Earth. And so between the, or just at the top of the Cretaceous strata in your geology, this KT boundary, and it's a very sharp, obvious demarcation in the geology. You can see it at the Grand Canyon. It's really easy to see. And it is now understood that this is the debris from the asteroid that fell into what is now the Gulf of Mexico, forming the Chicxulub crater, which has been determined to still be down there through sonar measurements. And it is basically, it's what ended the Cretaceous and killed off most of the dinosaurs. Well, since people came to understand that, yes, large, heavy objects do fall onto the Earth from time to time, more of these boundaries have been found. And there's one that has been identified called the Younger Dryas boundary layer, and it's mostly confined to the North American area, and it happened some 12,900 years ago, and they're coming to understand that there was another asteroid fall that may have wiped out most of the large fauna that we associate with the North American continent, the mammoths, the saber-toothed tigers, the giant ground sloths, all of these very, very large animals went extinct about that same time. And apparently so did the Clovis people. Now, there's never been a crater associated with this layer. And there are two theories. One is that it hit the ice sheet because this was in the middle of an ice age. And it actually made the ice age worse. There was a temperature drop that immediately followed that. And so the crater was in an ice field, and when the ice melted, the crater went away, and that's why there's no trace of it. There might be another explanation. It might be that this asteroid actually hit in the ocean. And if it did, given that this happened while there were human beings in the beginnings of our early human societies, might just be that that is the origin of all these flood legends, these stories of a great flood. I know that Bob Ballard thinks the flooding of the Black Sea accounts for some of the stories of Noah, but we know that sometimes stories get merged together. We know that Atlantis may have been the American continents, and Plato simply merged it with the destruction of the Santorini volcano to create the legend of Atlantis vanishing beneath the ocean. But it's something to think about, that given that these legends of a great flood exist in almost all ancient cultures, an asteroid hitting the world's oceans and creating a mega tsunami would definitely serve as the common source for all of those errors, all of those legends, rather, and all those myths. Now, you remember that theory about how the moon was formed when a large body crashed into the primordial Earth 4 billion years ago and just basically broke off a chunk, which became our moon? Well, it turns out studies of moon rocks have ruled that theory out, so scientists still don't know where the moon actually came from. And on that note, I hear the magic music. We're going to call it a night here. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, we're giving away the Gadsden flag to the biggest donor this week. So until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well, stay angry, support Ron Paul, support Occupy, support your alternative media, and aloha, America.